Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
So this anti-bullying comedy cabaret extravaganza, Luann is, who came up with this concept? They had a planning meeting for this.
Yeah, it was like three podcasters, a charity, a bowling alley, a cabaret show, I'm sure.
And raising money for anti-bullying? Yes. Like, what? I don't understand.
Oh my God.
It's just wild. Mm-hmm. So Luann is hosting this event. For whatever reason, she decides this also needs to be her foray back into drinking.
Well, I guess she's doing comedy, which was not funny, but.
No, at all.
You know, she tried, yeah. I guess.
But yeah, we have a moment. So Luann hasn't drank anything in a minute. She's been on probation.
Yeah. I guess like 2 years maybe.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Damn. Yeah. Mm-hmm. She just got off probation. They do breathalyzer tests and stuff. So she's been clean. Mm-hmm. And she's sitting down. She's like, she's thirsty. She wants some water. Mm-hmm. She reaches for Ramona's drink. Ramona's like, it's vodka. And Luann like shrugs and then
keeps on sipping.
Takes a sip. And took another sip for, you know, just
good
to make
luck.
Sure.
Yep.
And Dorinda's like, we're done. Good.
What do you
we're
think?
Back in the game.
What do you think of Dorinda encouraging Luann to drink?
Sonia's reaction was even hilarious.
Sonia's reaction was hysterical.
Sonia said, I quote, "The last thing I want is Luann drinking again. Without me." That little pause she did.
So good. It was so good.
Oh my God. That was one of my favorite moments.
And then she said after, like, I love partying with my girl Lou.
My girl Lou. Oh God. They've been waiting for her to get back in here with them. It's been lonely over here with Dorinda and Sonia. Oh God. But Dorinda, so I don't know. Because Dorinda, her whole thing is, like, she's not alcoholic. Mm-hmm. She went through a bad thing, you know, with Tom, drove her to drink type of situation. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to think pre-Tom. Luann fell in the business. She and fucks everything. Yep, no, she has a drinking problem.
Yeah.
Yeah. She went over the edge. She went over the top with Tom.
With Tom, I'm sure.
100%.
Yeah, that was bad.
100%. But it's a fine line with these ladies. Girl, you just went to jail and all kinds of shit. You sure you want to dip back into drink?
Well, she does. And she can. And so she did.
And so she did.
Yep.
Jesus. But the sheer excitement from these ladies
was so interesting. Yeah.
It was so horrendous. Yeah. I can't.
Oh, my God.
Now, let's see. Next episode, we find out Dorinda and John have broken up.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It appears in the press.
Yep.
No one knew. Tinsley's pissed because Dorinda's been coming at her neck.
Yes, her life.
Her whole life. About her not showing things with Scott on the show, whatever. And then we find out her and John are broken up. Like, the fuck? And then Dorinda yeah, I think they were all out together, and Tinsy kind of was trying to come for Dorinda, and Dorinda just hit her back all the way full force.
Was that the apple picking?
No, I think they were out. That was another time she came for her. They were just like out to dinner.
I can't even keep track of the amount of time she came for her over this one issue. Like
the whole season.
Oh my goodness.
Oh, yeah. God. And Tinsley, she's just so like meek and
And
she can't even hold her
own. No, and she doesn't even have the strength to walk away from something. Mm-mm. She like wants to keep fighting. I don't know. It's interesting. Yeah. I don't know.
It's weird. Because I also like I can't stand Tinsley either.
Yeah.
And I feel like, I mean, Dorinda was being unreasonably mean to her. But I was just so annoyed by how weak Tinsley was that I just, like, couldn't feel so. I'm like, you can't do better than that. You ain't got no other comebacks. Right. None.
We find out later why. I'm going to let you know at the very end of this.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Justine, how is your social battery these days?
My God, I am to the brim. I still have time for my yoga practice and reading every night, but I do have a ton of invitations to outdoor happy hours, events. Mm-hmm. This past weekend, I spent with almost all of my best friends at once, and by Sunday, I was completely drained. Mm. What about you?
Yeah, I've been feeling pretty decent. I've been getting a lot of me time, which you know is very important to me. But I definitely know what it's like to spread myself too thin, particularly socially, especially with the weather getting nicer, wanting to be outside all the time with all my people. I get it. I totally get it, friend.
Mm-hmm. It can take some serious reflection to understand what's the right amount of socializing and how do you recharge. Maybe you're like me and you thrive around people, or maybe you're like Natasha and need some more alone time. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery.
Now, y'all know we are huge advocates of therapy. We talk about it all the time on this podcast. It's been tremendously beneficial throughout various stages of my life, from being young and single and struggling with loneliness. Therapy massively helped me to cope. Dealing with work stress and crippling burnout, therapy really helped me to set boundaries with myself and prioritize my self-care as well.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/2BG1R today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/2BG1R.
Recap, I'm going to let you know why.
Oh. Uh-huh.
She says it at the reunion.
Oh, shit. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yep.
Let's dip into that. But yeah, Ramona, she sees how mean Dorinda's being. Mm-hmm. Her theory, which makes a lot of sense, is that Tinsley, you know, has Scott. She always has like a sugar daddy or somebody like taking care of her.
Always, yeah.
And Dorinda had that with Richard.
Yeah, and doesn't anymore. You
know, and she doesn't anymore and kind of resents Tinsley for it and comes at her for that. Because there's no other reason why she's this directed at Tinsley.
Yeah, that's what you think.
Okay, we'll get to it. Interesting. So now we're off on another trip hosted by Ramona. I don't know why they keep letting her host these
Me
trips.
Either. She's the worst host.
The worst host. My God. But they go off to Connecticut, Rhode Island, something.
Yeah, Newport?
Newport, yeah. Rhode Island, yes. And, I mean, this is strange. Love Leah, but they get there and then Leah's like, oh, by the way, can my sister?
I really want my sister here. I think, honestly, the addition of Elise again, which I can't stand Elise.
She's useless.
Ugh, she is the worst. She almost got my Becky of the season. she I think she was just like, this is too much. like, I can't mm-hmm. do this. I need the support of my sister here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's what it yeah. was. Yeah. Cause she's still new to the group. Yeah. There's so much.
Yeah.
But I mean, I guess she's still getting to know them, but she should know better. Ramona, to ask Ramona when you get there, you got to give Ramona a whole PowerPoint 3 weeks. 3 weeks ahead of time. Plead your case.
Yep.
Wait for a reply. Yeah. Like,
yeah. Yeah.
But I mean, I guess that's kind of why I fuck with Leah, because she's like, look, I'm not following her rules. Yeah. Can my sister come? She's already on her way. Yeah. And I'll just put the yes or nah. But either way, it's she's a yes, coming. She's about to be here. Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
So Ramona, of course, is not into it mm-hmm. and is like, no. And then that night, Leah has another drunken rampage.
Yeah, a really good one. She's like tearing down the curtains at the mm-hmm. at the place and screaming and screeching and running yeah. around. It's great.
Just crazy. Mm-hmm. She just her drunk is like destructive.
Mm, yeah, yeah. And
they all have like they all have their things.
Their things. Yeah, like Sonia always falls down.
Always falls, yeah. and she's just like a fun drunk.
Yeah, yeah. I wonder if that's a specific alcohol with Leah, or if it's just all the time. Oh, I wonder.
I wonder. Yeah, because tequila does certain things mm-hmm. to people that vodka might not or whatnot.
Yeah, I don't know.
But yeah, you got angry drunk Dorinda, you got sloppy drunk Sonia, mm-hmm. and then you have Leah who just destroys everything in her path.
Yep, yep.
And so, we get back to New York, mm-hmm. Ramona, I don't know how she swindled this. She dragged Sonia and Dorinda to the edge of Long Island, took over their whole entire day
yeah.
to go look at some party venue yeah, for her birthday.
For her sweet 16 that she never had, that she is now having at 62. Uh-huh.
62. And then when they get there, they had to take, like, they did, like, Instagram photo yep. ops with this venue guy, mm-hmm. this party planner that they ain't get no pay for. Nope. Just, Ramona is the worst.
Yep, the worst.
The absolute worst. And then this episode is also the end of Tinsley. So this is Tinsley's last episode.
I know, and this is where, what's his name? Is it Martin, the boxer?
Yes, the boxer.
Okay. Martin actually got my invite to the cookout for this season.
I love Martin.
I love Martin. I think that Martin is probably extremely instrumental in Tinsley going. Like, he was one of the last people that she poured into in New York City mm-hmm. about her
yeah.
like thing with Scott. That is a right. big deal, Martin.
That's big.
That is really nice. He really yeah. encouraged her in a lot of ways. And yeah. same with Leah, I'm sure. Whenever Leah mm-hmm. goes there, he's very encouraging right. to her as well.
Yeah. Yeah.
For those of you who don't watch, he's like this big, like 6'4", 300-pound boxing guy with long hair who's always mm-hmm. greasy. And he always gets their names wrong. He gives some mm-hmm. iconic Tinsdale. Dorita. I mean, some great yeah. names.
Dorita, yep. yeah.
But he has a good heart, a good soul. I like Martin yeah. a lot.
And he's like tough love.
Yes.
He shoots it straight. It's like it's boxing, which is like a release for most people that do boxing.
Yeah, right.
And then you have this tough coach who's like, fuck you. Like,
yeah.
like just talking to you all mean and heavy.
Yeah. And then it's like, what do you want out of life? Like, what? Nigga, yeah. what?
But then at the end, you're crying. Yes. You're like, I want happiness. You go and like do the things you're supposed
yes.
to do after.
Yes.
Oh, God. But yeah, I mean, he was exactly what Tinsley needed. Yep.
Hey guys, that's a little taste of this week's episode. If you want to hear the full recap,
head on over to patreon.com/2blackgirls1rose and sign up to get weekly recaps and other Bachelor content from us.
See you next week.
Hey folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues. your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.